Dr. Saber getting an office note on patient Werner Pletcher, W-E-R-N-E-R, Pletcher, P-L-E-T-S-C-H-E-R. Date of birth is 11-21-1954, date of service 9-10-2024. Pupillary of the patient is 69-year-old gentleman. Referred to see me by Dr. Jafari for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. His past medical history includes the following. In January 2024, he was very sick with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, was admitted to HCA Medical Center Hospital. Upon admission, his creatinine was elevated in the 1.7 range. After hydration, went down to 1.1 creatinine. Over the last 7 months, patient had noticed increase in his serum creatinine when he sees Dr. Jafari progressively. It was thought it may be related to hydrochlorothiazide with his olmesartan that was discontinued. Olmesartan was continued and kidney function remained low, and therefore the renal referral. In addition to the above, he has past medical history including hypertension, next depression, period paragraph. Past surgical history includes left shoulder surgery, hernia repair, and ear surgery. Allergies, non-drug allergies, prepared of social history. Patient is married, no children, no smoking. He does drink 2 drinks per day, no drug use. He's a retired general contractor. Family history, father with aortic aneurysm and hypertension, mother with depression and UTI. Review system reviews, no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. Occasional heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. He does have diarrhea occasionally, no nocturia. He does report hesitancy starting his urinary flow. He has a weak urinary flow. He has dribbling. He empties completely his bladder, however, no leg swelling. All other systems that are reviewed are negative. Current medications include olmesartan, 40 mg, duloxetine, metoprolol, and quetiapine. Paragraph. In addition, he receives 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs are as follows. Weight, his weight is 225 pounds. Blood pressure went 11 over 75. His BMI is 27.39, temperature 97.7, heart rate is 54, autosat 98% of normal air. General appearance in non-acute disease, HNT, pupils roundly active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bulb bilaterally, no jugular distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted pupil gap. Next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal as 1-2, no murmurs, no friction, per lungs active to auscultation, no crackles or whizzes or abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity extremities. He has no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, and noted neuro exam is not focal. Investigations available to me include the following. From his CT scan was done August 2nd, 2024, was unremarkable with normal kidneys reported and no stones. Lab data from July 2024, A1C 6.2, BUN 40, creatinine 1.76, with a GFR 41 milliliter per minute, potassium 4.7, total CO2 20, albumin 4.4, normal liver enzymes. In January 28, 2024, his creatinine was 1.10. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury on chronic kidney disease stage 2. Unknown etiology at this time. This may be related to initiation of olmesartan in face of renal artery stenosis. We are going to look at the renal Dopplers. Versus other etiology, we are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies in terms of renal ultrasound and Doppler and bladder ultrasound, and serologic workup, quantification of proteinuria. In the meantime, I am going to discontinue olmesartan and put him on amlodipine 5 mg to take at bedtime in addition to his metoprolol and recheck his kidney function of olmesartan to see whether olmesartan is contributing to his decreased kidney function. Pure paragraph. Next diagnosis, hypertension, management as above, pure paragraph. Next, depression, patient is trying to wean off his antidepressive medications, pure paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see you back in 3 weeks. I'll keep you updated on his progress and the report. Next, CC Dr. Jafari.